Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Have you ever wanted to make a movie? You know, some people have a movie in them. I might have two or three in me. Well, today's guest, a very interesting gentleman. You may have seen him on television. He's an award-winning actor. He's an independent filmmaker. He starred in many movies and best known for Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, Kevin Sorbo. I'm only going to give that part, Kevin, because your list of movies and things that you've done is amazing. But the most recent one that I saw with my wife and family is getting a lot of attention, and this faith-based films are very good and people are loving on them. Let There Be Light. You also did, you starred in God's Not Dead 1. I know there was 2 and 3, but God's Not Dead 1 grossed $64 million worldwide. So today we're going to talk about the business of show business. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here. And by the way, that number's wrong, God's Not Dead. It was a $2 million movie. It made over $70 million box office in America only. It was well over $140 million worldwide along with DVD sales. So I wish I owned that movie. I didn't.
Right? Look at that.
Started.
So you go to Wikipedia, and obviously it needs to be updated, right? So that's too
funny. Well, you know,
funny.
It's funny. I read my own Wikipedia stuff, and I'm like going, really? Did I do that movie too? Oh, that's really? Is that a true story about me? I mean,
that is so funny.
I know it's on the internet, folks, but it's not always true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, so today I have you for the whole hour, and thank you for making time. So many interesting things about you and your wife, Sam Sorbo, how you guys work together. The fact that there's, you know, there's some stuff about you that the world doesn't really know that came out in your autobiography, True Strength, where you revealed some details about an injury that really affected your life in a profound way. And that's kind of what I want to get into along the way. But let us start with the business of show business. I mean, there's funding and distribution and legal. And I mean, making the movie is probably the easy part in comparison to finding the money and making all the contracts and dealing with the actors. So I think at the end of today's show, there's also an opportunity for people to reach out because you've got a new film that you're getting ready to make. Can I give the name, the working title? Or you give it?
Working title is East Texas Oil.
Yeah.
It's written by Dan Gordon. Dan's an award-winning writer. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington. There were Wyatt Earp, Kevin Costner, and Dennis Quaid. Great writer. And it's a wonderful comedy with a nice little faith element to it as well, and we're set to shoot. We raised the money. It's one of the lower budgets. It's $1.5 million. We're looking for the last $500,000 because I want to be able to get some of the locations and certainly some of the stars that I want to get to star in it with me. I'm directing it as well as acting in it, like I did in my last movie, Let There Be Light.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just looking for that last $500K, and I think we're going to get it. Either way, we're going to start shooting in July this year. So it's just about a month and a half away. We're prepping right now.
Well, being an independent filmmaker, I mean, first of all, it's kind of cool because you come from, you know, I think the modeling side of the world and then turned into an actor and then, you know, of course, a filmmaker and directed and starred in. I have to imagine that was a daunting thing because literally you're the literal one-arm paper hanger in a windstorm. You know what I mean? You're doing everything.
But I'm going to back a little bit. The modeling thing just started out by accident, honest to God. I mean, I was an actor. I minored in drama in college. I had a double major, marketing and advertising. But I made the mistake of dating a model when my last year in college. So she's the one who dragged me to Europe. Not kicking and screaming, but I was ready to move to L.A. I grew up in a small town outside of Minneapolis. But I went to Europe to spend 3 months with her, and her agent said, you should do this. And I said, well, you know, I'll do some commercial work. And then, lo and behold, I ended up living in Europe for 3.5 years and shot over 50 commercials and did some good work. I became one of Versace's guys, too. He had me do a lot of his fashion shows. And it was an interesting little turn of events for me. But I finally got to L.A. to pursue my dream. That's what I wanted to do. And I love what you said earlier about, you know, the way you emphasize the business part of show business, because that's what it's called. It's not called show.
Right.
It is a business.
And yeah,
I look at my marketing and advertising degree as what I do with myself within the industry. I market and advertise myself.
Yeah, well, you're the CEO of yourself. And we're talking to Kevin Sorbo, everybody, award-winning actor. He's got a new movie coming out. He's looking for a little money, which makes an opportunity for us entrepreneurs. Geez, I got to get involved in this. I mean, that last movie. And by the way, we'll get into that. How did Let There Be Light do? That's the next question on the other side of the break. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. And Kevin Sorbo on the line for the whole hour. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly, part of Entrepreneur Magazine and Media on the newsstands. Pick up an issue of Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Today we're talking with independent filmmaker, award-winning actor, director, model, dad, a little of everything, Kevin Sorbo. The movie industry and the business of show business. In the commercial break, I said, Let There Be Light. That was the last big movie. Sean Hannity from Fox was even involved with that with you. And I said, how did it do? So how did it do, Kevin?
Did well. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit because it's very rare that money seeks a script. So many scripts out there, and it's so hard to raise money because there's so much competition out there as well, just like anything else. And my wife wrote the script. We called a good buddy of ours, Dan Gordon, who's been a good friend for years. I mentioned him earlier.
Yeah.
He wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and a great writer. And he said, let me take a look at the script. So he did a little slight rewrite on it for us as well. And once it was done, 2 weeks later, I get a call out of the blue from Sean Hannity. And Sean says, Sorbo, it's Hannity. Okay, how you doing? And, I've met him through the years. I've been on Fox many times to promote the movies I've done. And he said, I loved your God's Not Dead and Soul Surfer and What If, Abel's Field, those kind of movies you've done. Do you have anything like that? And I said, well, actually, we do. We flew to New York. We pitched him. In 30 minutes, he wrote his check.
Wow.
3 months later, we were filming, and another 8 months later, it actually came out in theaters. And so it's amazing how that whole thing happened. And we shot the movie for $2.3
million. Wow.
We only had $1 million in P&A money, Princeton Advertising, which is very important money. But, we're an independent movie. But we were able to actually stretch it to 800 screens, which is a miracle. You know, usually with $1 million attached, you're lucky to get it to 200, 300 screens.
Right.
But the movie, the first 3 weeks out, we opened against Star Wars. And, we're talking about a movie that's got about $250 million budget with another $100 to $150 million promoting it. And we still finished number two per screen average for 3 weeks in a row. We stayed in the top 10.
That's awesome.
For the first 5 or 6 weeks, I believe it was. And so we made triple in theaters alone what our budget was. And between video on demand through Amazon and through Walmart and Best Buy and DVD sales, and foreign distribution, we made another $5 million. So it did very well. $2.3 million making $12 million with no advertising to speak of, that's a success. That's making big money. If we had the money that some of these other movies have to come out there, even just having $3 or $4 million promotion money, that movie easily would have topped $20, $25 million.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, I have to tell you that I don't like crying in public. I don't like that. So I'm kind of pissed at you for that because you made me cry in public. The other thing I want to tell you is your wife is a wonderful actress, and she made it so real. It was unreal. And that I'm not going to give it away because there's another part of the business of show business, which is the DVDs and all the other things that go on sale afterwards. And so for those who haven't seen Let There Be Light, starring Kevin Sorbo and his wife, Sam, he directed the movie as well. And Sean Hannity is in the movie, which I know Sean loosely from a few things. Matter of fact, I'm going to be on Fox in a couple of weeks, Fox and Friends, showing some stuff. But I got to tell you, you got to watch this movie. And what is there something relieving about watching a movie, a faith-based movie that leaves you walking away going, thank God for my life. Thank God I'm alive. What the old saying, I was sad when I had no shoes till I saw a man that had no feet. So sometimes seeing somebody else go through the struggle of life, and again, I don't want to give away the end of the movie because it'll freaking make you cry, but it's such a good movie. You walk out feeling so refreshed instead of walking out feeling dirty by so many other movies that I go and watch and go, that sucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, my wife, I mean, her mantra almost every movie I take her to, she rarely goes to movies theaters. I still like to go to the big screen with my kids, but yeah. She'll walk out saying, well, there's 2 hours I never get back. So,
yeah, right.
I like the big budget, you know, Avenger movies and all that kind of stuff too. I mean, it's a good roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you walk out and you kind of go, you don't really care. There's really no strong character development. I like movies, scripts that are like actor movies, actor scripts, where there are characters you can relate to, you identify with. The reason I wanted to be an actor is because I wanted to make people think. I want to make them laugh. I want to make them cry. And I want to have the same things that movies still do to me today. So
yeah, right.
That's just, I love being part of that. And I love doing movies that have that, real movies. And I get stopped all the time. I used to get stopped because of Hercules or Andromeda, my two series. I get stopped 80% of the time now from people saying, please make more movies like What If and God's Not Dead, please. Because there's so many things out there that, you know, on television too, that is not family friendly, but Hollywood is just ignoring that part. You know, they want to be cutting edge and different, and they want to promote their own agenda, which is fine. But I don't understand why they don't want to be part of the world out there that wants really family friendly movies. So,
yeah. Mm. All right, hang tight. Yep. We're talking with independent filmmaker, award-winning actor, director. He's a force to be reckoned with. He gets up and goes golfing every morning, sometimes by himself. He's like, I don't want to wait around. I'm a fast golfer. Kevin Sorbo will be right back on Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't go anywhere. We're talking the business of show business.
It's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Talking with actor, producer, director Kevin Sorbo. You guys have seen him for his outstanding work. Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, 111 episodes, Andromeda, and over 100 commercials in the 80s and 90s, and many other movies, including Let There Be Light, his most recent one, and one he's working on right now, working title, East Texas Oil. Here's how to get a hold of him if you guys want to get into the movie business and maybe have a little do-re-mi to invest. It's kevinsorbo.net, S-O-R-B-O, S-O-R-B-O, kevinsorbo.net. Kevin, let's talk about Hollywood for just a moment. And listen, this may be a cleansing of Hollywood, what's going on with some of the dirty side of Hollywood. But being a conservative, I guess I could call you conservative, faith-based filmmaker, that ain't an easy thing. I think you've got to be a entrepreneur in that world. And you are that guy that has the amazing work ethic. I read your bio, and your parents handed down to you an amazing and outstanding work ethic that obviously the guy that gets up and goes golfing at 6:30 every morning for a little exercise and personal joy, that's discipline. So discipline in your life and everything you do, but being an entrepreneur in Hollywood and faith-based movies, has it been difficult?
Those early morning hours started very early in my life. I was 9 years old when I started my own paper out in Minnesota. And for 7 years, I got up at 4:30 in the morning, 6 days a week.
Wow.
Delivering 80 newspapers in the Minnesota winters. So I did learn about hard work and discipline very young. And I think that's why I'm still stuck with these early morning hours. I wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock every day to this day. And I love my mornings, and I love to get to work. And as far as the whole Hollywood thing, you know, they owe me nothing. I came out here, didn't know a soul. I worked my butt off. I think that some of the two pieces of advice I got to mention earlier, a friend of mine said, remember, it's called show business, not show.
Yeah.
And then I used to caddy at a private country club for a few years. And every member that I asked, how did you become successful? They all said, I failed and I failed and I failed. And I use that as a positive instead of a negative, and it always stayed with me.
Yeah.
So I tell people I'm a 13-year overnight success. So
right.
You got to stick with it. And the thing, you know, it's interesting with Hollywood. I mean, you know, an industry that screams for tolerance, but pretty much doesn't have any for anybody who has a different point of view. It's sad to me. I don't get upset if people have a different, you know, political point of view. I don't get upset if people have a different religious point of view. I mean, you talk about faith-based movies. I think all movies are faith-based. I mean, to be an atheist, I think that's a stronger faith than being a Christian. I mean, you got to really have a strong faith to believe in absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so every movie has an agenda. Every movie is trying to get something across, whether it's, you know, in the TV shows or whatever. So, you know, it's Hollywood owes me nothing. I just got to the point where I got tired of nothing happening when I had two huge success TV series. I mean, Hercules was the most watched show in the world, followed by Andromeda, which was in 150 countries and the number one show in first run syndication. But once they found out I was a conservative, they stopped calling. So I said, well, I love the business. I love making movies. So I guess I got to do it myself now. So I've had my own production company for 9 years, and I've shot 55 movies since 2005. There's 20 I wish I didn't do, but, you know, so they're not all going to be great. I mean, I see plenty of big-name A-list actors that have gone straight to DVD with movies as well. So you can't always predict what's going to be good and what's going to be bad.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I got to say, I salute you for being that entrepreneur that we recognize immediately in the films you make, in the way you run your business and life. You've been married to Sam now for what, 20-something years? Three kids?
20 years. Well, after 10 years, I said, that's a golden anniversary in Hollywood.
Yeah, so. right? So believe me, I mean, I salute you for all of your accomplishments, and I also salute you for whatever failures that helped you to get there. You said something that is so important is the guy that does the interview with all the winners, you might say, because at the end of the day, I want to help to extract the secret sauce of people's success. And the first bit of juice that comes out of their mouth is, yeah, I had to fail a few times before I killed off a little bit of my ego, killed off a little bit of my pride. You got to have these things, but, you know, when it's, you know, all things in moderation, right? But failure, I think, is so important. I remember when my oldest brother had his first kid and he was on the trampoline and I was like, oh my God, oh, he's going to fall off. Oh, watch it. Oh. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is horror. Having children is horror because I'm going to have to, you know, I don't want them to fall. I don't want them to get hurt. Oh, no, I have four kids now. They're all adults, and two of them are married, and I'm a grandfather as of 2 weeks ago. But what I've learned is that falling and skinning your knee and maybe breaking a tooth is what it takes sometimes to realize you got to open your eyes and you got to be real and you got to think and watch and look and listen and be aware, you know? Otherwise, you're just going to, you know, run right into the wall.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's jock mentality. I grew up in a very sporty town, sporty family. I played football, basketball, baseball, and, you know, to get good at it, you got to do it. You got to get out there and, I mean, I remember an old acting coach, my wonderful acting coach, that class had Roy London. He passed way back in the mid-90s, but I was in the class with Brad Pitt and Matthew Perry and just some really, Charlotte Ross, some really good people that went on to have very big success, obviously.
Yeah.
And, after 2 years of class, I told him, I said, you know, Roy, I'm going to drop out and I'm going to try something different. He goes, why, Kevin? We're making such good progress with you. And I said, because I want to get up more. You know, you're paying all this money each month, and you worked once a month maybe. And I said, I want to work every week. I'm going to get up in front of class and do a scene every week. And he said, you learn so much by watching. I said, you know, I'm not going to dispute that. You do learn by watching. I watch a lot of football and basketball on TV, but I'm not getting better at it by watching at it, you know. So you got to put the miles in. You got to get out there and do it. And for me, that was part of that hard work ethic that my parents instilled in me at such a young age, and I still have.
Yeah.
I still love this business. I love the passion of it. I love making movies. So I've just found a different way to do it in the independent world.
I love it. Talking with Kevin Sorbo, actor, producer, director, entrepreneur. You have to add that, brother. You have to add the word entrepreneur. Wear the crown proudly. Okay, we'll take a little break. Come right back and talk more business of show business with the one guy that's doing it right in Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So we're talking with Kevin Sorbo, who I followed his career. I mean, for Christ's sake, he was Hercules. He's a handsome dude, great actor, 111 episodes, amazing. Andromeda, and his latest movie, Let There Be Light, made me cry. It was just a good movie. He's working on a new one, the working title, East Texas Oil. But we started talking about kind of the after the movies in the theaters and, you know, when it's kind of had its run in the theaters. Then there's a whole nother chunk of business in the business of show business, which is DVD sales and whatever else there is. I don't know. What else is there in the movie world these days?
Well, it's you got to look at foreign distribution as well. You want to get in theaters around there. It's already gone in all over South America. You've got to hire the right team. You got to get to the right people. And, you know, lucky for me, I've been in business long enough that I have a lot of contacts, and I've got a lot of information for that. And that's, you know, you want to get that theatrical release. It's very important to get that theatrical release, because then when you go to somebody like an Amazon, where Let There Be Light went to, they base what they pay you over how well it did in theaters.
Oh.
There's a plan for them. There's a distribution plan that they want to work with as well in terms of the video on demand, and they usually pay that over a three-year period. I love that you said it's entrepreneurs, because this is a business that no matter, really, you're an entrepreneur in this business. There's so much competition. There's so many people. Everybody's an actor in L.A. and New York and Chicago and everywhere else now. It's growing as a big market. So you are your own product. You're selling yourself. And to do that, you've got to get out there and you've got to pound the pavement. I remember my agent one time telling me years ago, saying, you know, Kevin, I've got other clients. I said, I don't care about your other clients. Get me in the room and let me have the opportunity to be rejected, because it's a business of rejection.
Yeah.
I get it. But don't let me lose that opportunity.
Wow, hold on. It's a business of rejection. That's interesting. It really is. And people, you know, I think in their dreams, when they're dreaming of the movie they want to create, they forget things like that. That's normal business. A business is a business. You know, it's like I go into a store, I'm looking at a shirt, so can I help you? No, I'm just looking. I just rejected them. Business, being an entrepreneur is also a business of rejection. But the movie industry, you're absolutely right. And how did you, maybe this is a good one for entrepreneurs, how did you overcome rejection like that without getting angry and giving up?
Well, I lived on the Santa Monica Venice board, and Gold's Gym was my second home. So I took a lot of frustration on pumping iron, and I would either ride my bike or rollerblade all the way down to Manhattan Beach and back. So I was pretty fit, and I think all that frustration actually helped me get the role of Hercules when I got it, because I was already pretty buffed up, and that was all part of my routine anyway to work out. But
it was,
you got to find an outlet, and you got to realize that's part of the business. It's just what it is, and I had amazing people in acting classes. I studied with three coaches over 6 years, and, you know, these are people that never made it in the business. Mm. And others went on to have great success. But, you know, you got to mix the timing and the luck and the talent all together, and you got to keep plugging away. I think a lot of people give up. I think the whole failure thing, I mean, I look at people as a whole, no matter what business they're in. I think a lot of people just give up, and then they blame the world, and you know, they don't look in the mirror and look at themselves and say, okay, what am I going to do now? You know, I got to do something. I got to make something of myself, instead of, you know, we're in a handout culture now where, well, it didn't work out because of other people's problems, not mine. It's the world's fault. So I just want it to be taken care of now. Mm. And it's just, you know, we've become a very lazy society in a lot of ways.
Discipline. I love how the fact that you know, for using fitness and pumping iron to take out the rejection was part of what helped you get the job as Hercules, because you were buff, right? That is awesome. See, all things work together, right? So
that's on timing as well, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when they first called me, I've always been in good shape. I've always worked out. I mean, I'm in my 50s now. It's a little harder, but I still work out every day. But when they first called me, my agent, about that role, I said, oh, come on, guys. You know, I mean, I know I'm 6'3", and I'm 220, 225, but they're going to want some 280-pound steroid no-neck guy. And they said, no, they want an NFL quarterback-sized guy is what they told me.
Yeah.
But they still put me through hell. I read 7 times over 2 months. I know they liked me.
For Hercules.
I got down the last guys in that 7th audition. But when I got the role, they told me they auditioned 2,800 actors, 2,800 actors
what?
In North America.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
You know, it is sort of winning the lottery in a little ways, too.
Yeah. Let There Be Light, DVD sales. So how long do you continue to cultivate? And like you said, I mean, it sounds like you're still doing it.
Oh, with Let There Be Light?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're still out there doing it. I'm still doing interviews. My wife's actually on the 700 Club tomorrow. She's with Pat Robertson. You still have to promote the fact that now it's out there in DVD. It's out there in VOD. It's out there, you know, there's ways to get it. Go to Best Buy. Go to Walmart, whatever. You know, it's a wonderful movie. And it gets frustrating that even though it did very well, that the biggest problem is getting that P&A money, the money to promote it. And usually that money is last money in and first money out. So if you've got a good product and people see it, then you know, the people that put the money in, here's what happened. We had a lot of people come to me wanting to give more money, but you know, Sean didn't want more people involved in the project, and I got to respect that. You know, he's the money guy. He's our executive producer.
He's an entrepreneur. I'm telling you, that man is an entrepreneur.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah. People don't realize it's not Fox Cable is chump change him. This guy is a real estate guy. He owns land all over Florida and in Georgia.
Yeah.
So he's got a lot of things going on. He's a smart guy.
He is. All right, let me take another break. I got so many great questions to ask you still. I want to talk about your autobiography next, and that to me is very interesting. It's called True Strength, where you revealed the injuries you had and how your wife, Sam, helped you recover. So Guys, don't go anywhere. We've got Kevin Sorbo. He is, first of all, he's awesome. Actor, producer, director. I can't wait to go golfing with you, but I'm just going to be your caddy because I would slow you down and I think you'd punch me in the neck and I don't want that. So we'll take a little break. Kevin Sorbo on Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back. Disappointment
haunted all my dreams. Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Special guest today, Kevin Sorbo, actor, producer, director, golfer, father, husband, and your friend. You can find him at kevinsorbo.net. And in the last segment, which is next segment, we're going to tell you about the opportunity, the entrepreneurs out there that want to be in the business of show business. Maybe you can be in business with Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, your autobiography, 2011, you wrote this book. Your wife helped you. You had some injuries that was... Did the world know about the injuries that you had when you had them during the making of Hercules and all that? Because it really changed your life, I think.
You know, it was kept pretty quiet for the studio. We had just passed, the year before I got pretty sick, the year before that we passed Baywatch as the most watched TV show in the world. We were in 176 countries. I lived in New Zealand 7 years.
Wow.
That's where we shot this series. Loved it. Great chapter of my life. I loved playing Hercules. It was just wonderful. I still do about 5 or 6 Comic-Cons a year, and people that are big fans of that show and Andromeda show. Of course, Andromeda was the first show Gene Roddenberry wrote after the original Star Trek series back in 1969. So my captain, Dylan Hunt's first captain after Captain Kirk, so take that. Anyway, see, I'm problems with my left shoulder. At the end of season 5 down there in New Zealand, I was doing most of my own stunts because my ego said that I could, so right. I was doing it and having a good time.
Right.
But when I got back to America, I was doing a big publicity tour for my first big-budget movie for Universal called Call the Conqueror, which is the prequel to Conan the Barbarian. Well, what happened was that the problem in my shoulder was an aneurysm that I didn't know about that had been spitting blood clots down into my arm for a long time. It opened up and sent hundreds of clots into my arm, but 3 clots went into my brain. I suffered 3 strokes.
Wow.
Obviously, I could have been killed instantly. I guess I got lucky around strokes because one went to vision, one went to balance, one went to speech. The speech I had to work very hard to get back. The balance is still problems there, but people wouldn't know it. But I had to learn how to walk again. For the first 4 months, I could barely stand up. So
wow.
I pushed myself walking, and I still have a 10% loss in both eyes. But, you know, I did go back to finish the last 2 seasons of Hercules and then 5 seasons of Andromeda and 55 movies. I passed every physical. So I'm just fine now, but I still have repercussions that only I can feel and know about, but other people wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah.
But I wrote the book. I didn't want to write the book. It happened back in 1997. Where it happened the same day Princess Di died. It was the same day in September.
Whoa.
And the studio kept it very quiet because they wanted to keep the show going. So I went from a 14-hour workday to 4 months after the strokes where I went through physical therapy to 1 hour a day to slowly work it up. Each month we probably added about 30 minutes to an hour and just slowly work my hours back up again. But the book is called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. And it was a huge battle to get back, but it's been amazing. I didn't want to write the book. My wife made me. She said people would be touched and moved and motivated, and it has been a blessing because I've had people car crash, cancer, whatever survivors said the book has made them stop feeling sorry for themselves. Because my wife, for the most part, would look at me if I got down and depressed and angry. She said, it happened. What are you going to do to make it better? What are you going to do to fight it? And I've always been a fighter, very strong-willed. So I do about 15 to 20 speaking events a year. So people can contact me through kevinsorbo.net if they're interested. I do a lot of motivational speaking. I do a lot of Youth for Christ, pro-life events. I mean, it's a mixture of speaking events that have been a blessing to me I thought I'd never be doing. So it's opened a whole new door for me, the whole thing that almost killed me.
Right, so, right. That's amazing, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a long ride. I mean, it sucked. For the first 3 years, the first 2 years were really tough. The third year, because I pushed myself so hard, the third year saw leaps and gains in my recovery. But the first 2 years were tough.
What are you most proud of in your life, Kevin?
You know, I'm proud of, you know, if I'm going to toot my own horn, I'm proud of coming up to Hollywood not knowing a single soul and being my own businessman and being my own entrepreneur and pushing myself and not taking no for an answer and just keep going and going and going and making it an industry that's very tough to make it in. And look, I had two TV series. How many people get one in their life?
Right.
I've had a couple pilots that didn't get picked up. I think they should have. They're very funny. One was a comedy from Barry Kemp called Bobby Cannon. I played a football player at the end of his career. Very funny show. Barry Kemp wrote the Taxi series. He wrote the Bob Newhart series and best known for his Coach series for 9 years with Craig T. Nelson.
Wow.
So worked with some wonderful people. I'm proud to be a dad. You know, I got three kids that are amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know, I got a wife that's unbelievably smarter than me and more talented than me. But I'm proud of having the things happen to me. We all have bad things happen to us, right? And it's how you react to those roadblocks in life that make you the better person.
Absolutely. It's those failures. What is the one, and perhaps you wrote about it in your book, True Strength, the one thing that was the biggest changer in your life?
I think never let someone set your limitations, especially yourself, because a lot of times people tell you can't do this, can't do that, but a lot of times you let those negative things enter your mind and you believe it yourself. So, you know, as corny as it is to follow your dream, you got to follow your dream. Too many people give up, like I said earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to keep plugging away. You can find success in life at any age. You just have to want it, and you have to be willing to put the hard work into it.
All right, give me the 30-second... How do you work with your wife as an entrepreneur? Because I do, and so many people say, you're crazy. It's a big deal.
Just agree with everything they say. Look,
is that
I went to state college, all right? She went to Duke and you know, had a biochemical engineering major and speaks five languages. So I don't pretend to be smarter than a fifth grader.
And you know what? You said, you know, in the book, it talks about how your wife helped you recover. So basically, she didn't let you sit around and feel sorry for yourself is what it sounds like.
Oh, no question. You know, she wrote a few chapters in the book, which she says are the best chapters.
Yeah,
and I had a couple other people write chapters that I worked with very closely in Hercules.
Yeah.
John Mahaffey, who was a dear friend, who was our DP. John has gone on to be the second unit director in all the Spider-Man movies and Superman movies and the Thor movies. And, you know, and I just, Michael Hurst, who played Aeolus, my sidekick, wrote a chapter as well. And
that's
Bruce
awesome.
Campbell, who's famous for Ash, Evil Dead, and all that kind of stuff. And,
nice.
You know, it's a very entertaining book, and it's a lot of fun, and there's motivation in there. And, you know, there's some of the things that will touch your heartstrings as well, because people can relate to it. As my dad said, if your life is perfect and everything's going great, just wait a while.
That's right.
We all hit that roadblock. Everybody's got a story.
The book is right. It's called, I'd say the book is called True Strength by Kevin Sorbo. Again, you can find him at kevinsorbo.net. We'll take another break. And our next segment is The Opportunity for Entrepreneurs and more advice from independent filmmaker, award-winning actor Kevin Sorbo. It's Entrepreneur Weekend.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, this is Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly. If I was going to learn to fly, I would probably, you know, hire an instructor, somebody that's done a lot of flying. Well, if you want to be in the business of show business, you should probably get involved with somebody that's done a lot of movies. And Kevin Sorbo could be that man, actor, producer, director. He's done it all, and if you heard the last segment, he's very proud of the fact that he came to Hollywood and you know, made his way through the craziness that is Hollywood and has become very successful. So he's making a new movie, East Texas Oil, that's the working title, loosely faith-based, which we talked about earlier, which I think, you know, if you look at the movies that all of us loved when we were growing up, they were really movies with fantastic stories. And today they've been replaced by, you know, a lot of Marvel movies, which, listen, who can't love? Like you said, it's a great thrill ride. But Kevin Sorbo, I want you to talk to the entrepreneur audience about this opportunity. And if somebody wants to be in the movie business, the show business side of business, what better way to do it than to be involved in the making of a movie? So East Texas Oil.
I mentioned earlier, we are funded. We got $1.5 million. We would have loved to have more, but we can do it on that. We're going to shoot here in L.A. There's a tax credit we can apply for here as well. You want to shoot in states that got tax credits. That's very important to do that. We shot Let There Be Light in Birmingham, the 35% tax credit. Georgia's leading the way right now. There's just so many projects and movies being shot there. Canada is very desirable as well. I have a Western that we're putting together right now that we're hoping to shoot this year. I know we're going to shoot this year. You know, it's all about the business models and plans. It's all getting together. The first thing I do when people approach me, they say, look, I want to get involved. I got the money to do this. What do you have in the $3 million range? I send them the scripts first. Here's three scripts, completely different scripts. What turns you on? What makes you go, I like this movie? Then I get together with a team that I have for each one of these movies, the writers, the producers, that team. We talk about when and where we can shoot this thing, how we can put it together, the cast we want to put in there. You know, some people want to do a slate of films. You do 2, 3, 4, 5 movies. If you have bigger budgets, you got $12 million, you can do 4 movies.
Wow.
And because it increases your, you know, it's hedging your bet, because not every movie is going to be a big hit. But the slate is very important, you know, and comes down once again to the budget, as I mentioned. It comes down to the people involved. I've got a wonderful opportunity right now on a movie called The Hill, based on a true story. The writer is Angelo Pizzo, who wrote Rudy, Hoosiers. So if you know that, he writes very good sports movies. And we're looking for some money for that right now. We're looking for somebody to jump on board and get involved in this thing. It's a great, great script. It's they're looking for a $4.6 million loan. They're going to give you 20% interest. This is debt. They have some go against that. They have a $75 million in coal mines that this one guy is willing to pledge as up against the loan. So, you know, it's to me, it's if I had $4.6 million burning a hole in my pocket, you can get 20% back on that in the first year. That's a pretty good return.
And then, is this the one that you were saying you got some big actors' names involved? I don't want to say the name.
Dennis Quaid's in it. Dennis Quaid's attached to it. Robert Duvall's attached to it. Wow. I'm going to be in it as well.
Wow.
Dennis Quaid's last movie, I can only imagine, did $81 million at box office on a $7 million budget. So, you know, Dennis is a friend of mine. We shot Soul Surf together. I tried to get him in the movie I'm doing right now, but he's busy with 4 movies over the next 6 months, so he can't do anything right now.
All right.
Except this movie right now. But I've got a TV series, and Lionsgate is very interested in. There's more money in TV than there is in movies. There's much more money in TV.
Wow.
So, people are interested in that.
Wait a minute. You just dropped that bomb on me in the last 45 seconds of the show. What the heck is that?
But I have that as well. So I'm really good. Even go to kevinsorbo.net if they're really interested in getting involved in any kind of way of curiosity. I will reply to them, and we'll take it from there to see if there's some interest. But TV does bring more money. And it's a wonderful, wonderful TV show in the vein of Little House on the Prairie. So
awesome.
We want to give, there's an audience of 80 million people out there that want TV shows that have values and morals to them. So
right.
This won't be Touched by an Angel, trust me. It'd be more like Punched by an Angel, but still a family show.
Well, there he is, Kevin Sorbo, kevinsorbo.net. If you want to be in the business of show business, television, or movies, and work, you know, with the big guys, doing the big stuff. Kevin Sorbo, you're the best, and now we're going to say actor, producer, director, and proud entrepreneur. Thank you so much for your time today.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, I'm Alan Taylor. That's it for this week, Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be back next week. See you then.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.